Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AREUS medical.com.
This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less.
Numbers will go to 11.
You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT, and that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pinecast and poured by Arias Medical Staffing. We cover the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less, or your money back. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Our lead story, the 21st Century Cures Act signed into law. In a statement released to PT Pinecast, the PT Political Action Committee reports that the bipartisan act was signed into law on Tuesday, December 13th. The 21st Century Cures Act provides $4.8 billion in new funding to advance medical research and innovation, which seeks to accelerate the development and delivery of precision medicine, treatments, and cures. The act contained multiple pieces of legislation supported by the APTA vital to the provision of and access to physical therapy services. These include Section 2040, improving medical rehabilitation research at the National Institutes of Health, improves coordination of research by requiring periodic updates of a comprehensive research plan, reporting of achievements to Congress, and a conference on medical rehabilitation research. Taken from a dispatch on Capitol Hill, APTA's Jason Bellamy and NIH Director of the National Center for Medical Rehabilitation Research, Dr. Allison Cernich.
When we're talking about rehabilitation research, what's the population this will ultimately affect?
We're talking about 50 million people in the United States that have a disability, whether it's mobility, whether it's sensory, whether it's communication, whether it's thinking. Those are the people that we ultimately hope to impact and the people who provide care for them, so another 43 million people in the United States.
Also included, Section 16006 of the 21st Century Cures Act, allowing physical therapists to utilize locum tenens arrangements under Medicare. This addresses a longstanding priority for the APTA and private practice section. This allows PTs who participate in Medicare to enter into locum tenens agreements in medically underserved or rural areas. It also includes Section 4013, entitled Telehealth Services in Medicare. This requires CMS to provide a report to Congress regarding the expansion of telehealth services under the Medicare program. This sets the stage for extensive data collection that can be utilized for the purposes of telehealth service expansions in the future. Maternal health also gets a win with the passage of this act. The Huffington Post reports that the Bringing Postpartum Depression Out of the Shadows Act was also packaged into a 21st Century Cares Act. This section of the act authorizes the Secretary of Health and Human Services to provide federal grants to states to screen, assess, and treat for postpartum depression. According to the American Psychological Association, up to 1 in 7 women suffer from postpartum depression, but only about 15% receive treatment. For more information on the bill, including the full text of the statement from the PT PAC, as well as links to articles, visit ptpintcast.com. An opioid update. OxyContin goes global. The LA Times reports that Purdue Pharma is looking for new markets for OxyContin, an opioid that has seen an almost 40% decrease in prescriptions since 2010. The Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, have a growing network of international companies moving into Latin America, the Middle East, Africa, and other regions. The companies, known as Mundi Pharma, are using practices such as training seminars to help doctors overcome, quote, opioid phobia, offering patient discounts, and funding public awareness campaigns to encourage people to seek medical treatment for chronic pain. David Kessler, former commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, says the push is, quote, right out of the playbook of Big Tobacco, end quote. According to Herald.net, OxyContin is, quote, turning into a hit in China, powered by a soaring cancer rates and an aging population. Mundi Pharma is widely featured in the country's health ministry's pain management program and claims a 60% share of the China market for cancer pain therapies. in a recent interview with the APTA's Move Forward Radio, volleyball legend Gabby Reese talks about her road back to her active lifestyle after a total knee replacement without opioids.
I felt like it was one of the more important things that I owned. The greatest thing I own is my health. Through athletics, I think that feeling of feeling healthy from an exercise place seemed to be easier to conquer. I just seemed to function better as a person. I felt happier when I was moving and eating and trying to be as healthy as I can.
Reese is a spokesperson for Plan Against Pain, an initiative that encourages patients to seek non-opioid treatment for pain. Across healthcare, a record number of Obamacare signups on healthcare.gov for 2017. CNBC reports that federal health officials are touting a record 6.4 million signups on the federal Obamacare marketplace. This tops last year's pace by 400,000 customers. The record-breaking number comes during a time when customers are concerned that the Affordable Care Act may be repealed under the Trump administration. U.S. Health and Human Services Department Secretary Sylvia Burnwell said that more than 30,000 people who have called the customer helpline have asked whether they should sign up in a plan given the election of Trump. Geriatricians speaking up, feeling tired and weak are not normal signs of aging. CNN reports that the complaint, quote, "I'm tired, doctor. I know I'm getting old and I just have to live with it," end quote, is a widely held but mistaken assumption about what constitutes normal aging. Janine Wee, a geriatrician who directs the Donald Reynolds Institute on Aging, says that the perception that aging equals decline is, quote, just wrong. The article addresses four common concerns that should spark attention: fatigue, appetite loss, depression, and weakness, with the recommendation to see a physical therapist to keep moving around and stay engaged. Across the profession, hips don't lie. Millennials hurting from high-intensity workouts. The Washington Post reports that New York City physical therapist Karina Wu with Active Care Physical Therapy is seeing an increase in young patients with hip pain. The intense workout lifestyle with rounds of Tough Mudders, weekly CrossFit sessions, and metabolic conditioning classes seem to be putting a strain on those who are not well-conditioned as they think. Though no definitive link exists between high-intensity regimes and hip injuries, orthopedic surgeon Shane No of Rush University Medical Center states that neuromuscular imbalances are often the root cause of pain, and that it's easiest to connect patients with a PT as soon as they start feeling discomfort. Get every episode we release delivered fresh right to you. Subscribe to the PT Pinecast on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio, and never miss an ice cold episode. Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm Winterfest welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
Here's some news from Physical Therapy Research.
Huzzah!
Shedding light on treatment for Alzheimer's. BBC News reports that 40 flashes of light per second is the magic number. A Massachusetts research team has found that shining a strobe light into rodents' eyes reduced the buildup of beta amyloid protein in their brain. These sticky plaques of protein are one of the earliest changes seen in the brain with the onset of Alzheimer's. Researchers state that the flicker is barely detectable and the procedure should be entirely painless and non-invasive. City-dwelling teen girls not hitting their 10,000 steps. Futurity.org reports that a study out of the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health has found that only about 5% of girls studied hit the requisite 10,000 steps that are recommended daily minimum by the American Heart Association. The Pittsburgh Girls Study has been following girls across 89 zip codes since 1999. The study found, on average, more steps were accrued during the school day, highlighting the importance of physical activity at school for this population. This week's buzzword: happy holidays. U.S. News and World Report says that the period from Thanksgiving to New Year's can be complicated by, quote, holiday heart syndrome, a condition born out of the inherent dangers found in celebrating with family, heavy alcohol consumption, and equally heavy eating. The syndrome was named by docs in 1978 to describe the irregular heart rhythms found during this time of year. So, try to avoid stress, alcohol, and really leave all the cookies for Santa.
This is What the Healthier? Stories from the lighter side of the news desk.
According to an internet report, the average Christmas tree contains 30,000 mites and insects. U.S. scientists recently examined several trees and found 400 different types of bugs, including spiders, ants, roaches, centipedes, and caterpillars found in common Christmas trees. Is anybody else feeling itchy right now? A Baltimore man said he found success with his business, delivering Christmas trees along with pulled pork sandwiches. Jason Torridello charges $45 to deliver a tree via bicycle, all while dressed as Santa Claus. He also plays Christmas music from a boombox during the delivery and performs a few dance moves while handing over a white pine and pulled pork sandwich. His business is named Pork and Pine.
We scour the internet to find the stories that make you say, "What the hell?" This was another installment of What the Hell Theater.
Our home on the internet is ptpintcast.com. For more information about the stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out the news tab at ptpintcast.com. And if you have any story suggestions for us, contact us online at PT Pintcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our executive producer is Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. We tweet, we post, we snap, we Insta, we MySpace.
What, no more MySpace?
Damn. Online on all social media platforms at PT Pintcast. Except for MySpace.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.